This is the Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
13 minutes gone past 8 o'clock. Thank you for staying tuned. My name is Enoch Wevery, your Nigerian for Port Hackett. And we talk at this time. Data before me shows that 26 women, as of September 2021, 26 women are serving as heads of state and of government in 24 countries. At the current rate, gender equality in the highest positions of power will not be reached for another 130 years. Just 10 countries have a woman head of state and 13 countries have a woman head of government. Only 21% of government ministers were women, with only 14 countries having achieved 50% or more women in cabinets, with an annual increase of just 0.52 percentage points. The five most commonly held portfolios by women ministers are family, children, youth, elderly, disabled, followed by social affairs, environment, natural resources and energy, employment, labor, vocational training, and women affairs and gender equality. So we checked. Only four countries in Africa have reached or surpassed 40%. Then we have regional variations noted for women's representation in local deliberative bodies as of January 2020. In sub-Saharan Africa, 29%. So it was balanced political participation and power sharing between women and men in decision-making that was internationally agreed in the Beijing Declaration and Platform for Action. Most countries in the world have not achieved gender balance, and few have set or met ambitious targets for gender parity. There is established and growing evidence that women's leadership in political decision-making processes improves them. Women demonstrate political leadership by working across party lines through parliamentary women caucuses, even in the most politically combative environments, and by championing issues of gender equality, such as the elimination of gender-based violence, parental leave and childcare, pensions, gender equality laws, and electoral reform. So we have at least 30 aspirants who have shown interest. We will do Nigeria and Rivers State to contest for the governorship and, of course, the presidential election. But here we are. And so far we just had a female aspirant in Rivers State saying that she would like to, or she's contesting under the PDP. Abi Atudegu is her name. And let's hear what she said during an event earlier on this week.
I believe this is the time to give me a chance to make the difference. And so today I stand before you all to declare my intention to run for the governorship of Rivers State 2023. Together we shall run an all-inclusive government. So we need to get the civil service working. We need to build institutions and systems that will take us to the next level. So Rivers State must be seen to be advancing technologically, to be advancing educationally, to be advancing socially and economically. That is what I'll do differently.
Okay. That's what she will do differently. But for some people, they do not hear just because she's a female. That's the only reason. And I'm asking you this morning, if you're going to vote, for those who plan to vote, would gender be a defining factor for you, and why? If you're going to vote, I know some people would not vote. Forget that they call the radio station. They don't have PVCs and they really don't care. They just like to, you know, talk up a storm, but they're not going to do anything about getting their PVC. And there are even those who have but would not even vote. They will tell you that nothing is going to change. Well, if you're going to vote, would the gender of the aspirant count for you as one of the factors you would consider? And then again, would you like to see more women in elective positions? Or perhaps you think that women are too weak. They are too weak to seat as governor, seat as Senate president, seat as a leader, House of Representatives, seat speaker, that is, seat as local government chairman. Let's talk. And do well to just give me some facts, something, you know, we can work with. 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0009 are the numbers to call. Savior is calling. Where's he calling from? Eleme. Okay. Savior, you're on.
All right, sir.
Good morning, Savior.
Yes, good morning, Madam Eno. I'm calling from Eleme.
Okay.
Yes, I think the gender should not be a barrier for this upcoming election. In fact, as a person, I prefer a female this time around. Because
why?
I think, like the female that just spoke, you just played the tape, I think they have something different from what we have been experiencing over the years. So I think females should come up and give us what they have and what they can offer to the nation. Because somebody like Aguilili and others, I think they have shown themselves that they have ideas and they have something different from what men are offering. Because the men have failed us, women should come up this time around.
So what do you think the women are offering?
You see, women are mothers. Women know how to manage a home. So I think they need to be that their experience to how they can manage this country for us, because we the men, we have failed. Everybody knows that we have failed. Women should come up. Mm-hmm. The few women that we have not failed us. We have been thinking their policies almost on this basis, both on social media, on radio stations like this. So women have shown to us that they have something to offer.
All right, Bumi is in LMA. Good morning, Bumi.
Good morning, Lekem.
How are you?
I'm fine.
I actually thought Bumi was a girl.
No. It's both the gender that I'm
saying. I know. Go on.
Yeah. So, the last time I checked, I think that anybody can be a criminal or a thief. So, because I've seen before, there was one thing that happened in my village then, let me say around 2003 or so. So group of armed robber gang, they came to the bank around our house then. So their leader then, I think she's a female.
You think?
So very agile. So I believe that there's nothing man can do that man cannot do. There's nothing man can do that woman cannot do.
And crime is one of the best journalists there.
Yes, but for me, I'm not talking about other person in Nigeria. So you are doing well. So when we check the last regime, good luck regime, we have, I think the person that stole most among them is also a woman, Alice Madiki. So it's not about the gender, it's about the character of the person and how the integrity of that person will stand for the person. So that's what we should be looking out for, not about the gender.
Rather disturbing that you're referencing crime in your contribution. Let's talk pride. You're on air. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Yeah, in as much as we are conversing for good leaders to emerge, those that can help us in building the nation, the state, and the country at large. I don't think that for now that our women, yeah, they are trying. I don't think that they are in a position for now. They make as governors, as a president.
Why?
The seat will be too hot for them.
Who will make it too hot for them?
Politicians, of course.
And
they will confuse them. The seat will be too hot for a woman to sit as a governor of a state, as a president of Nigeria. You know, if I didn't be a politician, you would know what I'm saying. That seat, those seats are not for women for now. They can't manage it because the country is too hot.
How have the men managed it so far? The men that is not hot for, that is cool and chill for, how have they managed it so far?
Hello, I didn't get you.
I said the men that the seat is chill for, how have they managed it so far?
That is why I see some of them are failing. It's one, when, unless there's somebody that have mind to do with that people. He said, I see some of them succeeding. Why others are not succeeding? It's because of people surround them.
So it's not the gender, it's leaders. The people.
So women cannot rule this country for now or govern any state in
Nigeria. Thank you. Paul is in Thai. Good morning, Paul.
Yes. You know, good morning once again.
You're welcome.
Yes, you know, in as much as I'm happy that women should partake in what activities are going on in this country, it is good that their actions have no bearing on this, on our Nigerian state, especially River State, because of what? That is, the terrain is not suitable for them.
How?
They have good ideas, but the terrain does not allow them.
What is it with the terrain, Paul?
They cannot be able to join their hands together and pull their weight. Look at when a woman contested for presidency. She voted for herself only. The women will be in each of the states clamoring for, give us that permission, give us this. But when a woman came up, nobody voted for them. Okay, take for example, all the women that were vice chairman in River State, when the second time came up, majority of the men came retained their position as chairman, but none of them were allowed to run the second time, like Uche came from Ichi. They were not allowed.
They were not allowed.
Maybe they are good, they have good ideas, but they are not allowed to flow.
So who is not allowing them to flow?
They are good. They have what to say to lead us. But can our men allow them?
Okay, he said it now. So it's the men that don't allow the women. Temple, you're in room, Marcy. Good morning.
Good morning, the very distinguished one once again. And I think the women can do excellently well, as far as I'm concerned. And the blessed memory of late Professor Dora Akuele. Even the men that are coming on board as NAFDAC chairman has not even beat her track record. You can attest to that. You can attest to that. And her track record, when I listen to it in your station here, bringing it out one by four, I think is equal to none. You talk about Dr. Mrs. Okonjo-Iweala. That woman is wonderful. I think if women being given an opportunity, a very distinguished one, we are talking about women that knows what to do at any given point in time. We are talking about technocrats, women that are administrators, women that knows who can sit on their own, not depending on the advice of their subordinate, but can put up something on the table while waiting from, you know, their advisors and their appointees. I think that is the kind of women we are looking about. So as far as I'm concerned, if women are given that opportunity for governance, I'm not talking of vice, you know, because vice, as far as I'm concerned, you are just like a spare tire. You cannot do anything. Oh, a spare tire remains a spare tire until the retire gets spoiled. The spare tire cannot function. So if they are a man to that position, I think we'll have a good enabling environment. There will be some kind of good policies that will come on board. If they put their experiences as far as managing the economy, you understand what I mean from that regard. I think they are good to go.
All right. Thank you, Temple, for calling. Commercial will play now. Keep your thoughts coming on Twitter at @NigerianForPH, on Facebook at @NigerianForPH, on WhatsApp 08090306416. It'll be a little lengthy break. Stay with me.
We take off with the biggest conversations, with an exchange of opinions and ideas on the Morning Crossfire. Settle you into your day when we say hello, Port Hackett.
Take you on a ride to the sunny side of life.
Hover a bit while picking at the details on hard facts. Take a detour through the exciting world of sports.
And get back on track with Let's Talk.
Land you safely as we chit-chat into the morning on Chat Station.
Chat Station.
And then do it all over again on your number one talk, news and sports radio station, 92.3 Nigeria Info. The Morning Crossfire on 92.3 Nigeria Info.
It's 20 minutes before 9 o'clock. We've got several aspirants vying for offices across the nation. I think the first person that we heard about many months ago was a woman who said she was going to run for president. But at a local level, here, just one woman has said she wants to be governor of Rivers State. And I hear that this is not her first attempt, by the way, of the PDP too. So I'm asking, would gender have an effect on who you vote for? That is the question. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. Would that be a major factor for you, the person's gender? Some callers have said, well, women are not... Yeah, the office is too hot. It's too hot for them to handle. 0817 923 0032 0817 923 0033 0817 923 0009. On Facebook, Cosmos Udeme says men are very greedy, or greedier than women. Some men are very good managers and administrators, so since we've been having men, nothing has changed for good, so it's better we try women also. Some of them are very good. The humble bishop, there are lots of women who are capable of leading this country or state to greater heights. We've seen how good Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala is when it comes to position. She's done extremely well, and she's qualified to become Nigeria's president. Humble bishop from Lewe, Gukana. Veronica Itok says, what a man can do, a man can do better. Okay. Victor Peba from Mokoro, gender base should not be a barrier, but rather we should vote for the ones that have something to offer. An open society, people no longer look at gender. It hinders development. One of the Ibuchi from HA, to me, there's nothing wrong with voting for a female candidate provided she has the capacity and the required experience to be able to perform effectively. I will gladly vote for her. Donatus is calling from Aba. Donatus.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning. Do you have any female aspirant in that state, Abia State?
For now, the list has not been known to the public, but what we are hearing is anything to go by. I think one of the parties is presenting a female candidate.
All right.
For the governorship. And, my take on this issue now is that every one of us, if we are honest to ourselves, we know that women have always been very, very good at management. In fact, if there are people who are very, very strict and will always do things according to the dictates of the law and their conscience, I think it is meaning. We look at most business men and all, they want the women to occupy the finances, any financial position or any position of trust that requires, you know, hard decisions to be taken and others. It's women that occupy those positions. Women have not failed us for once. I'm yet to see anybody that will point at a woman and say, when a woman was, you know, holding a particular position or was in charge of a particular function, the certain charge, we have not. All this while we have been crying that we are not moving forward. Even not men that have been taking the helm of ourselves. Yet nothing has happened. They've failed us. So I am of the strong opinion that we should give chance to the women. But my problem is that even women themselves are not helping matters. They don't support themselves. The woman would prefer to support her husband instead of supporting a fellow woman who has come to contest for one position or the other.
All right.
So if I should have my way, I would say let us give a level playing ground. It should be 50-50.
Okay.
All parties should make it, you know, comfortable that women should come forward and also identify themselves in the electoral process and also make sure that they go in, because I believe that what a man can do, a woman can as well do, even do better.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Donatus. But what is wrong with the men all lining up behind the woman? Livinus is in HA. Good morning.
Good morning, Eno.
You're on.
Please, the beautiful ones are not yet born among the women.
What century
then
was that?
A woman that has no good home training
from her father,
and sound education, she will destroy and insult every sacred institution.
Livinus?
Yes?
Did you say a woman that has no good home training from her father?
Yes.
Okay.
So, some of them have no proper home upbringing, and they are not sound in academics. They insult people, even among them that are politicians. They insult their political elders.
The men don't insult
their institutions. They insult mothers. They have no respect
Livinus.
For people in the society.
Livinus.
Allow governance for men.
Livinus.
God created man and gave him blessing and headship over women.
No, that's not true. Where did you read that
it's
one?
True.
No, that's not true. But that's not, I mean, let me not allow you waste our time on that. Livinus, so the
yes.
men that have been insulting other men in politics, insulting traditional rulers, they are not men. Are they women?
Most women.
No. I asked you a question.
Some traditional rulers, chiefs in their community.
Livinus, did you hear my question?
Yes.
Okay, apparently. You don't want to have a conversation. But thank you for your thoughts. Collins has left the building. Call again if you can. I was going to ask him if, I mean, things he said that women do, if men don't do them. But thank you. Who's on? Good morning.
Good morning, my sister. Anna.
Okay.
I'm Chelsea Foster Mozi, calling from Bonny Island.
Are you welcome?
Thank you. What a man can do, a woman can do, and even better. But do we have those courageous ones to come out and say, I want to fight for this? I love even the few that have come out, but from their own house, do we have people that will come out for them, even in their own house, from their own family? You see a woman coming out to this, I want to be a governor, I want to be a local, even like a council, they will refuse to give, even their own family members not vote for them.
Why do you think so?
People will not vote for them because this person is a woman.
Just
for me, I put the women to in the new local government area. Woman is is a woman. And she's doing well. But even when they pass, we lost the pass, this the local government, they don't want to give to her because she's a woman.
Just because.
That's because she was elected. She was not given that position. She was elected. That's why they cannot do any magumagu to her there. That was how she became the local government chairman. And the woman is doing well. So if you give the men chance, they will do well too. But we, the men, we are just selfish. This power should be on our own. Imagine what the caller said. We have our governor here. We have some governors insulting other people. Insult, now only women had the right arm. That is the mindset we have. And that's why we don't want to give the women opportunity. But if you give the women opportunity, we'll do well too. But do they have confidence on their own? Do their family members have confidence on them? Do their village people have confidence on them?
Okay.
To give them that position, that is the they are supposed to ask.
Thank you
very much.
Yes, Collins is back on the phone. I'll take your call first. Collins, good morning. Thank you for calling
again.
Yes, go on.
Thank you very much. I think there is one thing. When pride becomes foolish, then it's destructive. I know that every human being has pride, but when the pride becomes foolish, then it's destructive. You see, 90% of the women that has been elected or have been given good positions have not failed us. Go and check. 90% of them have been fine. And the reason why most homes break is that they don't give the women the right place in the family. God did not make mistake when he sent women to come and he called them help. We're in crisis. We're in trouble. Let us kill this man, African man pride, and give these women chance. I tell you, look at somebody like Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala. Look at the people we are celebrating. And our men are full of African mentality. We are this, we are that, we are that, we are this. That is our problem. To round it up, I believe that if we give the women opportunity, our economy, our social life, our Christian, everything will change. It's because of our African mentality, men full of pride. And this time, I see it as foolish pride. I am a man. I don't know what is wrong with us. All if right. we give a woman a governorship position, even president, go around the world, those countries where you have women as president, they have not failed. Never. So why are we talking about men? What man?
All right.
I'm so sorry about this thing, man, something, African mentality.
It's a man's world. It is a man's world. Messages on WhatsApp stop here. Noble says, I don't support female gender to be head in any major office in government because they're weaker vessels. A woman can be a deputy, but not the governor. Women are not too weak to run for any position of their choice. It's just the type of politics we play in this country. No woman will want to soil their hands. Integrity and personality. A woman would be a good choice if Nigerian men are ready to give free play in atmosphere. Gender of aspirants will never count for me. If I'm to vote, I'll cast my vote based on what the aspirant has done in their various capacity. I'm tired of hearing, I will, whether male or female, what have you done in your little capacity? Christy is asking. Enigma, I greet you. We keep eating egusi soup every time. Let us taste okra banga. What is sauce for the goose is sauce for the gander. Women have equal rights. Let's give a woman a chance. But it's sauce from the women themselves. Opposite to support themselves goes a long way. Women, oh yeah. My name is Chia Gozie from Abuja. Oh, it's a top fan. The best elements that can fight insecurity are women. Women are good economists, managers, quality in planning and execution. If a woman can build and stand a man, she can also build a nation. Did you hear that? If a woman can build and stand a man. Who's this? Max it. He says he will vote any female coming for governorship position in River State, even mobilized for such. They can do more than the men, and he's willing and ready to vote them into power any day, anytime. Frank is not ready to vote for any woman now because Nigeria is not ripe for it, except women that have distinguished themselves when they're given opportunity, and we know that there are just two of them. One of them is late. So who's this person? So let women first act extraordinarily during appointments, and you can give them your vote when they come out to run for elective position. Elective position is not a try-a-lock venture or where you go and learn on the job. So Frank, the men that have proven themselves as complete failures in terms of performance in office, why do you still vote them in? Do the men need to distinguish themselves or act extraordinarily before they get voted for and return? Everest thinks that it's because women don't like other women. That's why they don't campaign for them. Okay. He's saying that, I don't know where he got that from, but he's saying that women will tell him that they prefer men to occupy those sensitive positions. What makes it a sensitive position? Says it's easy to penetrate the men who occupy the positions than their fellow women. That's another message. Richard from Lekki. This one says, Shei from Woji, performance in public office has nothing to do with gender. We've had women like Diazani, Stella Odua, who didn't do well too. So performance is more about a person's personal character and convictions. We've seen women head private organizations. Ennis says what he's seen in those offices is a great arrogance. Then imagine being a president. When you try to advise them, they see it as doing it because they're women. It was when we had two women in both the state and federal legislature, Rumowoji, and had two Obiri Halls from them, buses for chiefs and elders, block molding machines for the youth, wrappers for women, The men that succeeded them had nothing to show. We hope for more women participation in politics. Okay. From the Woji community there. I wonder who gave Ngozi Okonjo-Iweala a chance. Godfrey from Abaro text. I don't consider gender as a basis. As far as I'm concerned, men and women are the same in office. We accuse women leaders in church and of fraud and abuse of power, same way we accuse men leaders. In Nigeria, Okonjo-Iweala, Adeosun, Zainab Ahmed have been ministers of finance since 2011. Dollar was hovering around 115 in 2011, and see where it is now. Same way, no woman has headed any security agencies, not even acting IGP or custom controller, none, since 1999. So men are 100% responsible for the insecurity we have. Capacity is in gender specific. Interesting. I have to stop here, but one question comes to mind. For those that have females in their homes, is it that the adults, the parents, the leaders, even in schools and all that, are communicating clearly to them that don't bother to aspire, because you would never be in a position where you would be voted for to make any kind of input at a national or maybe local level. So all you're good for is what they think you're good for, but you're not good for leadership positions. Is that what you tell your daughters? Is that what you tell your sisters? Is that what your parents told you? Is that perhaps why we're here? Yes, so the brother tells his sister every morning, you're not good for anything other than just to housekeeping, chores. The husband tells the wife, you're not good for anything other than housekeeping, chores, and birthing the children and, you know, being nanny to them. Is that what we tell? Oh, maybe we don't tell. We just show them. Well, let's see how this goes. Perhaps as the screenings happen and the political process moves forward, we'll see if indeed any woman will survive the chance for a hot seat, as someone put it. My name is Eno Ogbeviri. Thank you for your time, and do have a good morning.